Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Man, do I love me some Fridays. Guy's funny, man. Guy and I, we didn't have anything to do for like 20 minutes. I got up here early and they're all early birds like me. Guy was downstairs in my gym, like stretching out his back, doing dead hangs, which are good for your shoulders. So we're just BSing. He's like, man, all these weird Dan facts, you know, like I put salt on everything or used to. I do. Guy said it right. I put salt on hot dogs. It's really bad. I had to stop. My blood pressure was crazy, even though salt and the tide of blood pressure. And these little weird Dan facts, you know, like I always cut my nails. I don't like long nails. I can't stand long nails. I used to be a nail chewer. I hate it. Little weird things about it. We were having, it was like, that's fun, man. You know what? Yeah, I know. I hate you. Can, man. You get like nasty stuff, man. You don't know what's living under there. It's gross, man. You ever swab that and you put it in a Petri dish? You know, when I open up the studio, maybe me, Guy, and Joe, and I'm thinking of hiring a few people for their shows, we'll do like a Saturday show where we're just like doing our thing. And we'll just like talk about totally off the record stuff. It'll be cool. Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. Guy can talk about Dungeons and Dragons and Star Wars or whatever. Joe can talk about his music. Joe is like, thinks he's a terrible harmonica player, but he's a good drum player. I think he's a good harmonica player. I got a big beginning of the show today. Folks, do you think, let me just ask you a question in the chat before I even take a break for our first spot, okay? Just a simple yes, it's a coincidence, or no, it's not a coincidence, this is on purpose. Do you think Hillary Clinton, coming out a day after the Newsweek report that the FBI is about to give you the middle finger and start investigating Trump supporters before the election, and then Hillary comes out the next day and says, oh, you MAGA people, you need to go to the camps for reprogramming. Do you think that's a big coinky thing? Yes, it's just a coincidence, or no, it's absolutely not a coincidence. This happened. I'm just going to leave that. Okay. This is Paul. We need the poll bot guy to check out. Because if you think this is a coincidence, I'm sorry, you have to exit the chat immediately. I would never ask a viewer to go, but I'm sorry, you don't belong here. This is a wrong show. Yes, this was not a coincidence. The judge has ruled that you're not wasting your time here. Didn't I tell you yesterday it's a warning? That's what this is. It's a big warning. All right, we're going to cover that. Big show. And no one's asking the question, by the way. I mean, by the way, me included. I'm not leaving myself out of this. Could Trump even become speaker? And the default position, I bet by everyone in the chat, me too, is probably like, yeah, it just says they get to speaker, they get to choose their own members. I don't know. I read an article yesterday. I'm not sure he can. I'll tell you what I mean. There may be a real legal problem with that. Big show today. A lot to talk about, including questions for Dan at the end. Hey, almost all Americans are going to owe some taxes for this year or owe from previous years. Unless, of course, you're the son of a president or the wife of an ex-president. The IRS and Biden's government wants your money more than ever. And as you know, it's been reported they're hiring thousands of IRS agents. Let me tell you about a tax mitigation company called America First Tax Group. America First tax lawyers and experts routinely stand up to the IRS to save taxpayers thousands. Call them at 800-272-7613. Whether you already owe taxes or you're going to owe this year, America First can help put those dollars back in your pocket where they belong. America First Tax Group's professionals are also experts at state taxes and can help protect you from levies, liens, and garnishments. Call them at 800-272-7613. By using the same tax laws that the global elites use, America First Tax Group could be your own private tax army. Call 800-272-7613, 800-272-7613, or go to AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com. Now, again, 800-272-7613 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com. Joseph, it's Friday. Thank the Lord. So if you would.
It's Friday.
Yes, sir, it is. Man, do I love me some Fridays. I should have a nice weekend update this weekend. We'll see what happens. Tonight should be a very good night. We'll see. We'll see what's going down. Got a little dinner party thingy with a couple friends of mine. Who are like diehard MAGA folks. Stay tuned on Monday. We'll see what happens. First, Newsweek article comes out just the other day. We covered it yesterday. And in the Newsweek article that's portrayed as a leak from the FBI, says Trump supporters are going to be targeted ahead of the 2024 election as the FBI basically zeroes in on politics as a reason to investigate people. I had FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin on my show yesterday who said, if you don't think this is real and you don't think they're coming for you next, you're crazy. They've been working on this for a long time. I said to you, that's not a leak, that article. That's a warning. Why? If you were going to leak and you were a legitimate FBI whistleblower worried that the FBI was targeting Trump supporters, why the hell would you go to Newsweek? Why would you go to Newsweek? You'd come here. You go to Newsmax. You go to Breitbart. You'd go to Bongino Report. You don't go to Newsweek. You go to Newsweek because you want to make it look like a leak when it really is a warning. Now, again, folks, big fake coincidence. I'm glad you all saw it in the chat. Hillary Clinton just magically appears in the media. You understand how I get, you get it. I love you all being here early. You guys are, and ladies are the early bird P1 hardcores right now. You all know this was not a coincidence. Hillary Clinton was sent out, whether because people in the Democrat Party had a wink and nod, or she just knows to do it, to reinforce this warning that you guys, if we lose this election, you are next. And the re-education process will begin whether you like it or not. Don't listen to me. Listen to Hillary. Check this out.
Very strong partisans in both parties in the past. And we had very bitter battles over all kinds of things, gun control and climate change and the economy and taxes. But there wasn't this little tail of extremism waving, you know, wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today. Mm-hmm. And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members.
Again, if you think this is a coincidence, you're on the wrong show. Folks, here's the thing about the Democrats. They don't need to be told what to do. They think with this hive mind, they're like the Borg from Star Trek. I didn't even watch Star Trek. However, I've heard about the Borg. A couple people told me they have like this hive mind like bees, right? That's the Democrats. They know exactly what to do. Everybody got the hint. Biden's DOJ got the hint. They knew to leak it to Newsweek, who got the hint, who gave the hint to Hillary, who gave the hint to the media that we're going to go out and scare the shit out of these people before the 2024 election so that they don't donate to candidates, they don't knock on doors, and hopefully they don't vote. I had a very good friend of mine reach out this morning on social media, very well connected. Hey, Dan, do we need to worry? I said, yeah. And don't talk on Twitter either. You can't trust any of these places. Folks, these people are not screwing around, man. It's not a joke. This is a warning. It's not a leak. Happened just yesterday. Woke up this morning, sent it over to them at 4 o'clock in the morning or something. I said, put this in the show first. I told you, be very careful. Don't be scared. Just be careful. They want you scared. Do not fall in that trap. You don't take your country back now, you're not going to have one left, and then you're really going to be scared. Do what you need to do. Go volunteer. Show up at the rallies. Just be very careful. Recommend a lot of you get a backup phone. Go buy yourself a Cricket phone or something like that if they still make those things. I'm dead serious. It's that bad. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Is it? I just read it in freaking Newsweek, dipshits, yesterday. These media people, the conspiracy theory. Yeah, sure. Everything's a conspiracy theory until it isn't. I'm out of conspiracy theories. They're all conspiracy facts now. All right, quickly back to the speaker's race because we got a lot going on. I'll say again, marry yourself to outcomes, not to politicians. Please, with all that's holy, I'm begging you. Marry yourself to outcomes. I see this guy on Twitter. I love this guy. Forgive me. I'd give him a shout out, but I forget his handle. Tweeting back to all these people, every one of them. We want results. We don't care about you. I don't mean to be rude, but that's exactly what you should be telling them. I'm sure you're a nice guy. Great. I don't want to date or marry you. All I care about is you getting the job done. Get us a balanced budget. Get us some, at least on a path to a balanced budget. Get us a conservative speaker. I don't give a shit about anything else. Stop tweeting. Go do something. So one of my listeners, because he keeps tagging me, and I love you, whoever that is. He's got the Trump mugshot as a thing. You're awesome. That's how you get these people in line. Because if you continue to placate them and like give them back rubs, oh, look, you're so wonderful. It's a great speech on Fox. All they think they need to do is what? Give a great speech on Fox. They don't think they need to do anything. No. I'm going to get back to that in a second because the personalities on both sides are starting to get me really sick. But quickly here, folks, nobody's asked the question, and me included. Me included. Can Trump even be speaker? There's an article in the Journal, Wall Street Journal, I strongly encourage you to read. Now, they're center left, I would argue now. They've been going, they don't like Trump at all. But this article is not crazy. It's called, If Trump Wants to Be Speaker, He'll Need to Get a House Seat First. They note it's a constitutional urban legend that anyone other than the current member can lead the chamber. And I thought, fascinating, because it says they can choose their own members and it doesn't really lay out any other criteria. But in the article, they note that Article 1 vests all legislative powers in the Senate and the House. Hear me out on this. And the House is composed of members elected every 2 years. So if you want legislative powers, you have to be a member elected every 2 years. Everybody digging? Unlike the other officers elected by the House, like the clerk and the sergeant at arms, the speaker engages in legislative functions. By statute, the speaker must sign and roll bills before they're presented by the president and administer the oath of office to other members. An enrolled bill signed by a non-legislator could be vulnerable to a legal challenge, i.e. what they're saying here. It's a well-written piece, folks. You know I love Trump. He's my guy. He's not going to run anyway. I called that the other day. He wants to run for president. He doesn't want to be speaker. I told you guys that. You got to please believe me on this stuff. I'll never steer you wrong. If Trump, say, were elected speaker, and that I don't think it would happen because I don't think he wants it. And I don't think a lot of people in the House are really Trump people anyway, and it's an inside baseball election. Just about every bill they sign with Trump as speaker would come up for legal challenge. So something to keep in mind. That there's a legislative function and the legislation has to be performed and signed by members. So interesting legal piece I thought you'd read. Now, on the personal stuff, put it all aside. I love Gates. I love McCarthy. I love Scalise. I love Jordan. Put it all aside. I love Jordan. He's a great guy. I don't let any of this get involved with what I need to do to move the conservative football down the field. None of it at all. Doesn't faze me one bit. This happened yesterday. Listen, I like Newt. Met him a couple times, had him on my show. I think he was a reasonably conservative guy. You know, agree with him on some stuff, disagree on a lot of other stuff. Been around a while. But this is just inexcusable. This is Newt on Fox calling for these 8 legislators on the Republican side that vacated the chair, calling them traitors. They should be removed from the caucus. And my quick response to Newt is, one, how are they traitors? Why should they be removed? What laws did they break? What ethics rules did they break? And the answer to those questions is no, 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 and no, none. They didn't break any. So McCarthy agreed to a one-person motion to vacate. Matt Gaetz took him up on it. McCarthy didn't like it. He should have never agreed to it. Oh, but then he wouldn't be speaker. That's how the cookies crumble. I'm not saying I agree with the process. I'll agree with the process when we get a new speaker. If we get a conservative speaker, I'm all for the process because I don't give a shit about personalities. I care about outcomes. We don't know the outcome yet. So how can you say this was a good... Joe's laughing, but am I not right? How can we say this was a good move until we know the outcome? What if you got Hakeem Jeffries as speaker? Would you be like, yes? If we get Scalise or Jordan, I like Jordan personally, I'll say to you, yeah, seems like a good... But even then, if they say we get Scalise or Jordan and they go and do a bunch of rhino stuff, was it a good outcome? Nope. Outcomes, not people. Listen to Newt. This is really inexcusable. Take a listen.
96% of the Republicans voted for McCarthy. 4% voted against him. From my position as a longtime Republican activist, they're traitors. All 8 of them should, in fact, be primaried. They should all be driven out of public life. What they did was to go to the other team to cause total chaos. We ought to be focusing on Biden. We ought to be focusing on the economy. We ought to be focusing on the border. Instead, you're going to get a week or 10 days of the media focusing on Republican disarray. It's an astonishingly destructive behavior by a handful of egocentric people who think they're superior to 96% of the conference.
Listen, I'm not going to pay back the favor.
The meatloaf!
Someone's calling. He's the meatloaf. We haven't used that in a while. We used to have, we have shirts by that. Folks, I'm not going to make it personal. Newt's got his feelings. I got mine. But what he just said there is dumb. They broke no laws, broke no ethics rules. Matter of fact, they followed the rules McCarthy agreed to. McCarthy would not be speaker without the motion to vacate. If McCarthy didn't like those rules, he shouldn't have agreed to it. But then he wouldn't be speaker. You already know my take on it. I will tell you if the move was good or bad based on what the outcome is. I don't care about the freaking personalities. But I'm not babysitting anymore. It's like a bunch of freaking kids up there. Everybody put your big boy pants on. Here you go. Here's how it goes. You see? You get your belt. You put your little belt on. You button up. You zip. You pull them up. Put your big boy pants on. You bunch of wuss bags. I don't like it. He did the Bolsheviki. And then you got other people. McCarthy's a writer. Okay. Great. Shut the f*** and fix it. Great. I came from a line of work, and Joe, you got family in a line of work too, right? Where you bitch and moan instead of fixing problems. This thing happens. People die. No, people really die, and you know what I'm talking about. Do you know how many people I had to go on advances with when I was an agent who I thought were total dickheads? There were a few. Luckily, 80, 90% of them are good guys. But everybody I worked with always knew a couple of tomato cans. And if you're on an advance in a dangerous country and one of these tomato cans is with you, you get pretty pissed off when they do a shitty job at the airport. But if you're the lead advance, you don't just go, oh, I don't like that guy, Tony, so we're going to let him get the president killed at the airport because he's lazy. You fix it. Hey, but you got to do the work for him. Too freaking bad. Sorry. Give him a bad review later. I don't know what to tell you. We didn't do our jobs. People died. These guys got a freaking bug up their ass. I don't like Gates. I don't like Boebert. I don't like... Just get the job done. She wasn't even one of them. I don't like Rosendale. Nancy Mace is crazy. Nancy Mace and I aren't even that close. We had a conversation. She was pleasant to me. We're not... I don't care about any of these people. Here's another one.
I don't have to pee.
Right? They all taking their freaking toys and going home. It's just like a bunch of children. I'm tired of babysitting everyone. And you should be too. You all in the chat have real freaking jobs, right? You got, imagine you, any pilots in the chat? Imagine you're a pilot and you, the co-pilot's a real asshole. A guy's like, you don't like this guy at all. Total scumbag. And you're flying, you're like, I ain't flying with this guy. This guy's a jerk. I'm just going to crash the plane to make a point. But we tolerate it in Congress. I don't like what they did, so I'm not voting for anyone. Expel everyone. Expel them for what? Taking advantage of emotion all you idiots agreed to? The hell out of here. Here's another guy, Max Miller, on CNN of all places. The same thing. Can't seem to get his panties out of a wad. Oh, my gosh, I'm so annoyed. Shut up and go to work. The hell you think we're paying you almost 200 grand a year for? To bitch on CNN? Grow a pair. Listen to this.
You did not want to see McCarthy ousted. You've made it clear. You've called Matt Gaetz, quote, one of the most hypocritical individuals you've ever had the displeasure of meeting and working with. Some of your colleagues are reportedly preparing a motion to expel Gaetz from the Republican conference. Are you going to support that?
I'm seriously inclined to. I have yet to make up my mind because we have an individual like George Santos that still sits within our conference that should have been removed from our body several months ago.
Okay, now it's about George Santos too? Listen, I don't give a shit about George Santos. George Santos lied. Okay, he lied. So you're going to kick the guy out and be down a vote because he lied like Menendez and every other Democrat politician out there. Tell me again in what world that makes sense. How we unilaterally disarm ourselves. George Santos a liar? He is. And believe me, George Santos should not run again. Okay? You want me to expel George Santos? Get the fuck out of here. I'm not expelling anyone until the Democrats expel their losers. You want to expel Adam Schiff for lying for 6 years about the Russia hoax? Okay, then we'll entertain expelling George Santos. We should expel these people. Menendez was just indicted for allegedly taking gold bars in a bribe, and you want us to expel our guy. But he's a liar. You see what happens when you make this personal? Is George Santos voting for conservative stuff? That's all I need to hear. Cutesy time's over. I'm not having George Santos over for dinner tomorrow. Don't give a shit. Or Matt Gaetz. Don't care. Not even a little bit. Max Miller bringing up George Santos on CNN. Like, Max Miller, you never lied. But I'm not apologizing for Santos. The guy shouldn't run again. However, we're not expelling squat. Squat. Until they start doing the same. When I say cutesy time is over, folks, I'm not screwing around. You want to get back to Robert's Rules of Order and some form of congressional civility? I do too. But we're not, we've tried. John McCain did his whole thumbs down Obamacare thing. Oh, we need to get back to order. And you know what they did? They effed them the next day. Unilateral disarmament and stupidity. That's what they want. By the way, I told you all this stuff goes back to Ukraine. The government shutdown, the spending measures, the motion to vacate. Why this is all about Ukraine funding? A source, let's say, sent this to me yesterday. I'm going to prove it to you coming up in a second. This is all about Ukraine money. The whole thing. Just give me a second here. Folks, the shredded lettuce and a double-double and the fruit filling and a donut, they're awesome. But they're not your fruits and vegetables every day. Get your fruits and vegetables where I get them from. I eat them, but a lot of times I'm on the road and I can't. This is my fruit and vegetable insurance. Listen, I'm not here to nag you about your diet, but this is Field of Greens. This is wild berry. He likes the lemon lime. I like the raw. This stuff is amazing. It is ground up, healthy, wholesome fruits and vegetables selected by Brickhouse Nutrition's own doctor to support your nutrition and health. It could help your vital organs like heart, lungs, kidneys, and immune system. Listen, flu season's here. You need to be healthy. And we all know the key to health is a really good diet and exercise. This is like your fruit and vegetable insurance. Look on the back. Look how many healthy, wholesome fruits and vegetables are in this product. I love it. I take it twice a day. I can't recommend it enough. If you don't always eat right and exercise, join me. Take Field of Greens. Give the wild berry a try. Give the lemon lime a try. I take two scoops a day. I absolutely swear by it. I'm 48. I've never felt better. Let me get you started today. Field of Greens, 15% off your first order. Visit brickhousenutrition.com/Dan and use promo code Dan. Just give it a try. Just give it a try. I swear by it. That's promo code Dan at brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Thanks, Brickhouse Nutrition. Seriously, folks, give this stuff a try. Absolutely love it. It's I'm 48 years old. I've never felt better. Outside of some joint pain, everything else is great. So I told you this was all about Ukraine money. The whole budget bill. They were willing to shut down the government, and they're willing to shut the government down again over this Ukraine money. And the answer is why. The question is why. If your answer is, oh, because people in the government care about the suffering people of Ukraine. They don't. Some do, but very few. Folks, Ukraine is a piggy bank. Many of you read my book, Follow the Money. The first chapter of the book is literally titled Insane in Ukraine. You can look at it. It goes into everything about Ukraine. How Ukrainians, of Ukrainian lobbyists that are pro-Russia and pro-European, have been fighting each other for years. One side wants to be more aligned with Russia, one side with Europe. How do they get money for their cause? The United States. How do you get money from the United States? You hire lobbyists from the United States who go and lobby their congressional friends. That's what's going on with Ukraine. Also, Joe Biden is knee deep in Ukraine. Ukraine probably has a blackmail file on Joe Biden this thick. Ukrainians have been paying members of the Biden family for a long time. And let me just call this person a source and a very, very good one, if you know what I mean. Sent me this article the other day and said, Dano, you are absolutely spot on that this is all about Joe Biden giving money to Ukraine to shut them up. Please read this piece. Oh, look, Politico. Donor with deep Ukrainian ties lent $500,000 to Biden's brother. A donor with deep ties to Ukraine loaned Biden's younger brother $500,000. At the same time, the vice president oversaw U.S. policy towards the country, according to public records. The 2015 loan came as Biden's brother faced financial difficulties related to his acquisition of a vacation home nicknamed the Biden Bungalow in South Florida. Nothing to see here, folks. Gee rarely gives the hunt. That's a Joe thing. Gee just did it. Gee was like, huh. Man, another, folks, again, let's do another poll. Chatbot guy. Yes, this is a big coincidence. No, it's not a coincidence at all. And the kid-sniffing woman feeler is really corrupt. It's all there. I wrote about the whole thing. Gee just said it. Like, landmass-wise, it's large, but population-wise, it's relatively small, you know, the population relative to the population of planet Earth. Every single thing seems to happen in Ukraine. There you go. Thank you, chatbot pollster. Everybody knows this is not a coincidence. Why was Biden willing to shut down the money, shut down the government over Ukraine money? Because Biden doesn't want this getting out that Ukraine's been paying him off forever. How hard is this for anyone to understand? This is so simple. It's kicking everyone right in the nuts. This article's, oh, that article's in the newsletter. Bongino.com/newsletter. Get on the newsletter list. It's free. Send that article to all your liberal friends and watch them again. What's their response going to be? You know what it's going to be. No evidence. There's no evidence. There's no evidence. It's only public record that Biden's brother got $500,000 for the Biden bungalow. No evidence. You're right. Listen, I'm going to say one last time before I move on to this immigration debacle yesterday, which absolutely eviscerated the Biden White House. And I want you, please, to get on board. This Bongino army is growing, man. We are strong. There are politicos calling us all the time. There are always people trying to, like, get on my show and do stuff. I'm holding strong, and you should, too. We are not into personalities here. We are tired of babysitting people in Congress. Get your shit together. Get the job done, pick up the conservative football, and march down the damn field. Stop griping. Stop staring at the cheerleaders. Stop drinking for Gatorade. Stopping for Gatorade. Get on the field and throw the conservative football down the field. We're tired of babysitting, you idiots. You got it? Get your shit together. I don't want to hear about any more personalities. This guy's great. They all suck. End of story. Folks, listen, I say this because on a serious note, I am extremely concerned about the next year and a half. It's Friday. I'm long in the United States. I mean it. We've been in far worse spots. I mean, you can't even compare where we are now to the perilous situation we faced in World War II. It's not even comparable. There's a recency bias where we all think it's the worst it's ever been. It hasn't. We literally had a civil war in this country where, you know, brother was a fighting brother. So things have been worse. I'm long in the United States. We are going to fix this. But we can't fix it, again, if we don't diagnose the problem. We can't babysit people up on the Hill. There is really serious stuff going on right now. I'm going to get to that. Let me take a quick break. We'll knock out our sponsors. They want to talk to you, and I appreciate them being here. I'm going to talk about two enormous stories going on right now. And the reason we cannot babysit these people, fix it. And you'll see what I mean. Cereals for grownups are so bland. They need a little magic. Time to try Magic Spoon, the wholesome cereal that tastes delicious. Stuff is no joke. They've replicated your favorite childhood cereals, Magic Spoon. It tastes good, but each serving contains 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, 4 to 5 net grams of carbs, and a whole lot of delicious. Magic Spoon is great for a low-carb lifestyle. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. Plus, it's only 140 calories a serving. Magic Spoon's now taken the magic in their cereal and transformed it into an on-the-go snack. It's amazing. My daughter goes crazy over them with their brand new treats. Magic Spoon Treats. You can have a delicious high-protein cereal bar for breakfast, dessert, or any time in between. Go to magicspoon.com/Bongino to grab a custom bundle of cereal or try the new marshmallow and chocolatey peanut butter treats. They're gold. And be sure to use our promo code Bongino at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is backed by a 100% happiness guarantee. You don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Get your next delicious bowl of cereal at magicspoon.com/Bongino and use code Bongino to save $5. Magic Spoon, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. Stuff's delicious. U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Listen, it's simple. People like you and I, we can't risk it. Imagine getting ripped away from your family and rotting in a prison because you defended them in self-defense and you used the gun. You've seen the headlines. It's happening all over. If a good guy with a gun defends himself, he might be in jail before the bad guy. If the bad guy finds himself in jail at all. The justice system's not our friend. Gun owners, you have to step up, even if we do everything right. That's why I'm a member of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. You should be too, because owning a gun isn't enough anymore. You got to prepare yourself for that situation if a self-defense incident goes down. You can't wing it. How? As a member, I'm able to take full advantage of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association's education, training, and legal preparation. Now's the time for you to do the same. Plus, new members, you get a free Pelican Gun Vault just for joining up. Check this out. Joining as a Platinum or Elite level member gets you a second bonus 100% free. You'll get life-saving education, training, legal preparation, the Pelican Gun Vault, and a USCCA survival kit. Claim yours today by going to uscca.com/Bongino and get signed up. uscca.com/Bongino. Go there now for peace of mind, the peace of mind you've been searching for. Great organization. Check them out. Okay, is this way too serious a time to have to babysit congressional idiots over their little inter-party fights? About, I don't care. Just throw the football down the damn field. Have you seen this? This invasion in El Paso the other day? Please explain to me again how this is normal. Look at this. Folks, they're getting more aggressive at the border. They are getting more and more aggressive. How? Let me ask you a simple question after looking at this. How soon do you think it is before they figure out the prisoner's dilemma? You know what the prisoner's dilemma is? If you're a regular listener, Joe does, because he's been hearing it for 8 years. The prisoner's dilemma is an economics problem. How is it that 10 prison guards can control a prison of like 5,000 people? Well, the answer is no one wants to be the first one to break out. Well, if I do it, are you going to do it? And they don't trust the other guy. So the prisoners, they, even though they're really bad people, they don't break out of the prison, even though there's more of them, because it's a coordination problem. They don't trust the other guy's going to try to break out with them. I'm going to rush the guard, and he's the only one that rushes the guard, and then the 10 pile onto one guy. I bring up the prisoner's dilemma because how long do you think it is, when these videos are out there, before immigrants coming in mass numbers figure out that they can just storm the border and walk in? How long do you think before they figure out the coordination problem? Folks, look it up. It's very real. Oh, here's another one. This is why we shouldn't be babysitting anyone. Chilling nuclear war drills in Russia show kids wearing gas masks. Please remain calm. I don't got time for babysitting. We have an invasion at our southern border and the Russian nuclear war drills going on. And we're worried about who's got great hair and this guy's a pain in the ass and we should expel this guy and we should kick this guy's ass or whatever they're saying. How about you just throw the football down the field and grow up and put your big boy pants on? What do you think? What do you think? So yesterday, the Biden administration basically threw a curveball to everyone in what I told you is going to be a big scam, saying, oh, listen, we've got to build some new border wall. Well, the left lost their minds. You're going to build a new border wall? This is crazy. I told you it was never going to be a border wall. I'm right. It's going to be some bullshit ring doorbell technology. Biden will not ever have a camera shot of a border wall going up in his administration. It's not going to happen. They'll put a post up with a camera and go, look, here's our border wall. It's a technological wall. Like Jim said during the podcast, it's like a mime wall with Joe. That, like, you know, the mines, that's the wall. It's going to be like the fake wall. They're not going to be real. But they got annihilated by the left. So now the Biden team does what they always do. They're lying to you about the wall. Listen to Peter Ducey just wreck Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. She's like, well, we had to do it because Trump signed on to it, which is interesting because the student loan program is deemed illegal, but they did that anyway. And then you notice how whenever they don't like a policy, they always blame Trump. Remember the leaving Afghanistan thing? Oh, we had to abide by the deal Trump made with the Afghanis. Meanwhile, with the Taliban, Trump didn't even abide by that deal. They're just making this up, folks. Listen to this.
Except what was appropriated in 2019. He said there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration. So something changed. What?
You want us to break the law. Is that what you want? You want us to not comply with the law.
But you want us to not comply with the law.
You want us to not be in administrations that follow the law.
You guys do this all the time. The student loan forgiveness program. You went to court to fight for that. If this is such a problem, building 20 miles of wall, why not just go to court?
We went to Congress. The Congress appropriates the funding.
Why not?
Congress
fight them more?
Congress appropriates the funding. We asked them to not use that funding for that particular purpose. They denied it, and now we're complying with the law.
If you have to build a border wall, but you don't think that it's going to work, then once it's done, are you just going to tear it down?
I'm not getting into hypotheticals from here. I'm just telling you what I can tell you from here. The facts are that DHS is complying with the law. This is from fiscal year. This was under fiscal year 2019 under Republican leadership, and DHS is required to do this. The president asked multiple times of Congress to reappropriate. They did not, and we're not complying by the law. Thanks, everybody.
Folks, this article came out the same freaking day. So on a scale of 1 to 100 on the full of shit scale, what do you rate Biden? Because they said they have to obey the law, and that's the only reason they're doing this. Oh, look, same day, ABC News. Biden administration waives 26 federal laws to allow border wall construction. The article is the same day. It's the same day. 100. Eddie, 200. We got a 200. I gave it a 1 to 100 scale. We got a couple 250s. Folks, the guy's full of shit. I told you yesterday what's really going on. They want to be able to run against Republicans. One in the next election. And with this budget argument coming up, there's only 40 days till the government shuts down. The Republicans are going to come out with probably a new budget, given this fight over Speaker. Wait, let me stop. Because if I screw this up, I'm going to do you a huge disservice, and I can't have you go through the weekend misinformed. I can't screw this up. We are 40 days from a government shutdown. This Speaker fight has them scared, the Democrats. They know that what they're going to get now maybe something even more conservative than what they were dealing with in McCarthy. Maybe. We'll see. We're outcome-based. They're afraid the Republicans are going to put forth a budget out of the House that has significant funding for the border and security. Biden is at 23% approval on the border. He can't veto that. He knows he'll lose in the next election. So Biden needs to do something about the border. So he's going to put up a fake border wall. And then he's going to say, look what I did. The Republicans now are not for the border wall because I agreed to this technological border wall, but he'll never build an ounce of it. Not a single foot of this wall will get built. Flag that sucker and unflag it on the same day. I'm telling you. Here, I'm going to prove it to you. We always bring the receipts. Here is Chief Rodney Scott from the Border Patrol. This interview happened a while ago, but I want you to listen to this. This is the extent Biden has gone to not build the wall. He was paying, out of your taxpayer dollars, $5 million a day to not build the wall, and then sold off the wall we already bought, $300 million worth of materials, for what, $5 million? You think this guy now changed his mind? This open borders lunatic. Listen to this.
We're paying contractors. For a while, it was almost $5 million a day between DOD and DHS.
To not build
the border wall. There's
Wait. $5 million a day to not build the wall.
To not build a wall.
Even though they have all the stuff, they have...
There are stacks and stacks of border wall panels. There's hundreds of miles of fiber optic cabling. There's hundreds of cameras that were being installed with that are just sitting. There's no action being taken.
So... what do they say when the briefing is, well, this really helps us. If we could just plug this in, If we could just finish this thing, what did they say?
We're not building more wall. There's no conversation. There's no adult dialogue, if you will. It's just a black and white decision. The administration said we're not doing it, so we're not doing it. That money is just trickling away to those contractors for not doing work each day.
I always promise you, man. You know, I love you all, man. I love spending time with the 85,000 of you here every day. It's a highlight of my day. Outside of spending time with my family, you are my family. I will never steer you wrong. You think the same oatmeal god in the White House who paid $5 million a day to not build a wall and then lost about $290 million selling off the wall we already bought, you think all of a sudden he changed his mind on funding? This is a pure political play done right now during the budget negotiations to do a touche towards the Republicans so they don't look like they want border security. That is it. That is all this is. This guy and the Democrats, they are liars. Here's more proof. Here's Nancy Pelosi in 2018. She's asked a question about Trump's proposed budget that included border wall funding. You get the questions low, but that's what it's about. The question's about border wall funding. Pelosi is crystal clear. They'll keep the government shut down forever to not build the wall. To not build the wall. Listen to yourself.
What makes you think he changes his calibration, even if you're able to pass a bill under your watch on the 3rd of January? His position ostensibly wouldn't change. Why would he sign that bill to open government up in January?
Does he want to have government closed and forever? I mean, what's this about? I know he doesn't believe in government. I know he doesn't know that much about what is at risk to shut it down.
Folks, that was about the border wall. What does he want to have government shut down forever? Pelosi and the demon rats were going to shut the government down, her words, forever. Over this border wall they never wanted to build. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre again on video. On video. Oh, walls don't work. You think they changed their mind? You think this wall's going to be built? Please, take a listen.
The president's nominee from the Customs and Border Protection said in a Senate confirmation hearing yesterday that he supported the continued use of Title 42. He also indicated it was his view that certain sections of the border wall should be finished. Does the president agree?
Well, as you know, we have said that I have to look at the comments. I have not seen them, so I want to make sure I read it within context. But we have talked about the border wall here in general as a way that it's been used to close the border. And we feel that it is a policy that doesn't work. And it's not just us. Experts have said that the border wall is not an effective policy. As far as those comments, I can't comment on that. I have not seen it. I have not read them, and I need to read it in context.
They will never do this. Here, last one for you. I don't know what else you need to hear, but I'll throw one more in there. Here's Biden himself. Notice he doesn't say not another ounce of wall will be built after the appropriation in 2019 for the wall, which is what they're claiming now. He says not another foot of wall will be built, period. Out of his own mouth, oatmeal brains. Listen.
No, there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration, number one. Number two, what I'm going to focus on, the fact is that somebody in this group written a lot about the border.
Again, there's nothing else I can tell you. This is a pure scam. Spread the word. This is nothing more. He's not building a wall. This is a political posture during the budget negotiations to take away a chip the Republicans have in the budget negotiations. Hey, we're going to fund the wall. You better sign this budget. That's all this is. It's a big freaking scam. All of it. All right, I got a lot more to get to. Folks, the war on Trump up in New York and Georgia and everywhere else is getting frightening at this point. Listen to me, please. I said this the other day. I put my hand on my heart, but I can't reach because my bad elbow. Almost. Please listen to me. Please get out of New York while you can. Between the Newsweek article yesterday, the FBI targeting, Hillary Clinton's reprogramming comments, Letitia James, and the judge now stealing Donald Trump's property. I'll show you that article in a second. Folks, get you and your business out of New York. No excuses. I'm sorry. I was being nice about it. I told you. I get it. We have kids. We have a business. I'm telling you this out of love. I have to take a trip to New York in November. I've been sweating about it ever since. I don't even want to be there, but I promise someone I do something and my word matters. Get the hell out of New York as soon as you can. I've been telling friends of mine, I've got a lot of friends and family there, please move. A lot of them are getting ready to do it right now. Get out of New York. You are not safe there. Look at what happened yesterday. Gateway pundit, Christina Leyla. That crazy judge in the case who rules by emotion, Judge Engoron, we showed yesterday with the bad ties. He bars Trump and his family members from transferring their own assets without notifying a court monitor who just happens to be a former Clinton judge, Barbara Jones. Again, folks, he said, should we do poll number three? Poll number three, folks. Yes, this is a big kawinky dink, or no, not a kawinky dink at all. It's a police state action. Do your thing. Do your thing. You can't trust these people. Get out of New York. It is the outside of Illinois and Chicago. It is the worst state to live in right now. California, too. But there are at least some pockets there of somewhat sanity. Get out of New York. You are not safe. These polls, we're tearing it up. Folks, please get out. I'm asking you as a friend. This is the Attorney General of New York. I want to play this supercut. This is a person who is supposed to be in an unbiased, non-political fashion enforcing the law. She actually ran for office saying, screw the law. I am going to target Donald Trump in search of a crime. What is the hallmark of a police state? Anybody remember? In a constitutional republic, you investigate crimes and you go and search for the people who did them. In a police state, you investigate people and then you go and search for crimes. I want you to tell me how what you're about to hear from Letitia James, the communist attorney general of New York, tell me how that's any different than investigating a person in search of a crime. Take a listen.
Trump's comments were offensive. They were baseless. They were void of any facts and or any evidence. What they were comments that unfortunately fomented violence, and comments that I would describe as race baiting, and comments unfortunately that...
Yeah, that's the wrong one. That's the... Well, hold on. Hold on a second. That's important too. That's the next one. But it's important. Because what did I tell you yesterday about the chaos? That once they imbue this chaos where people feel like the law doesn't protect them and they've got to move their business and BLM's ripping up the streets and the stores, what did I tell you? I said they're going to turn around and blame you, right? Trump is fomenting. What the hell's fomenting, by the way? It's fomenting, you idiot. Even speak the language? You see how they blame it on you? They now play the other video. This is what I'm talking about. This is why they love the chaos. They're now going to blame the chaos they caused stealing all of Trump's stuff on him and MAGA people while the FBI targets you. Play that cut.
The president of the United States has complained that I'm engaging in some sort of political witch hunt, that I've got some personal vendetta against him, that I campaigned against him. That is not true.
This illegitimate president who sits in the White House.
That president, because he's not my president, he's an illegitimate president. His days are numbered.
We've got to get ready to mobilize, and we've got to get ready to agitate and irritate until victory is won, but more importantly, until Trump is defeated.
Yeah. We will all rise up and resist this man,
and ultimately, we'll bring him down.
This illegitimate president, I'm going to give you the same level of respect that you gave to President Obama, and that is... absolutely no respect at all.
Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey.
Ho, ho. Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
And the days of Donald Trump are numbered. Lock him up.
Lock him up.
What?
Lock him up.
What?
Lock him up.
What?
Lock him up.
What?
That is not true.
Folks, we live in the police state right now. You just saw it. You just saw it. Don't let them bullshit you. Oh, this is how the process is supposed to work. How? Campaigning on targeting an innocent United States citizen and then getting into office and abusing your powers to go, as Joe just said, make up a crime against him and stealing his stuff? You live in the police state right now. And then blame the chaos on Trump for fomenting whatever hell that is, violence. These people are freaking disgusting. Get out of New York and liberal cities now. Stop waiting. Is it not bad enough for you yet? Play that VO in the CVS. This is CVS in Washington, D.C. You notice anything weird about it? There's nothing on the shelves. You know why? The gangs of roving Mad Max bandits taking over these inner cities right now that they're blaming Trump for fomenting violence on wait for deliveries to come. When the store gets stocked up, they come in and clean it right out. You still want to live there? Even Chicago residents are pissed off. Did you hear this? This happened the other day in Chicago. Is it bad enough yet? I don't think so, but it's getting there. Illegal immigrants flooding their city. This is the chaos you want? Take a listen.
You work for us! 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 You work for us!
Is that what you want? Your cities? Oh, and what, you expect the media to rescue us from the police state? They love the police state. They're part of it. Here, look at this. What's the difference in this coverage in this CBS video? Check this out. This is Daniel Penny, the subway guy who protected all those people. This is him being arrested, Daniel Penny. And then the guy, the alleged murderer of that that activist in Bedford-Stuyvesant the other day. I want you to notice something in the CBS coverage. Check this out.
This is footage of the man police say they were looking for. He has not yet been identified, but we are blurring his face at the moment while charges are pending. We watched again as all of this went down. More than a dozen officers were around when it happened before entering a home here on Lafayette Avenue.
What's the difference? Oh, it doesn't fit their preferred narrative. That's right. That's right. Expose that guy. Hide the other guy. Folks, we can still fix this. We can still fix this. Should I do questions? I really like Oatmeal Brains, too. The Oatmeal Brains video is just so amazing. Yeah, it's a fright. I can't go. It's a fright. I can't. We're going to fix this, okay, folks? We've been in worse spots. We've been in worse spots. But it's going to take a little bit of work. Or else we'll be dealing with this. I got to at least play one of them. Here's about a minute of Oatmeal Brains. Imagine four more years of this guy. Check this out.
Anyway, the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway,
from Charlotte. Another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
Of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah. And Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
159,000 billion dollars led.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him
The idea that
Los Angeles and what am I doing here?
I'm sorry, but it's a Friday. It's sad to watch this guy just melt down, but you're going to be stuck with four more years of this guy? Listen, I have no sympathy for Democrats who continue to vote for this guy, knowing he's got strawberries and cream Quaker for brains right now. That's on you, buddy. That's on you. All right, it's time for, we haven't done it in a while, questions for Dan. All right, question number one. Politically right four on True Social. Who would you like to see as speaker? I know there aren't any saviors. Yes, thank you, there aren't. But if you had the power to choose, who would it be? Listen, right now, I think Jordan's the best candidate. But again, I believe in outcomes. We pick Jim Jordan. We got to hold them to conservative stuff, too. That's just the way it rolls. Hey, Dan, did you ever do joint ops with the Coast Guard or in the Secret Service? S. Wrigley, Rumble Live Chat. I did many times. Super competent, great guys and ladies. Love them all. We use the Coast Guard quite a bit, especially when we're out in these coastal places up in New York and elsewhere. They're fantastic. They're really good. And they know, well, they know you can't work without them. Hey, Dan, you can't carry your firearm in your liberal state. What weapon would you recommend a woman carry for protection? Honey West 25 on True Social. Honey West 25, let me tell you something. I'll say before I say anything, if you don't train with it, don't carry anything because it's a waste. That you're gonna, in an emergency situation, if you think you're going to pull out pepper or a Coubaton or something and use it and it's the first time, never going to happen. However, you know, pepper can be good, but sometimes it can backfire on you. Those Coubatons are good, but you got to get some training with them. You got to. Coubaton's like a, looks like a little piece of steel. Is it going to save the day against a knife attack or a, you know, 500-pound guy who's trying? Probably not. But if it gives you a little bit of a shot, remember, people with the eyeballs, anytime you go for the eyeballs, people are going to flinch. May give you time to get away. So, but you got to train on it or else whatever I say doesn't really matter. Hey, Dan, tier one operator like you. What do knuckle draggers like us do when this fight's happening in a digital world? Well, the answer is you speak out, you volunteer, you donate money, you knock on doors, you start a podcast, you speak out in live chats, you show up, you spread the word, you follow the 10, 10, and 10 rule, you vote, you bring 10 people with you, you call your legislator, you email them every day. There's a list of 10, 20 things that if we all did, it would make a material difference. And I know, I get it, man. You want results. Like you're used to going out in the field and like results right away. And if you let down your battle buddy, you're dead. I get it. But politics, we got here over 30 years. It's going to take us a long time to fix it. I know we're used to quick results, but we got to get it done. Sometimes a little slower. Is that it? Last one? All right. Folks, what a show, man. Listen, that was not a leak, okay? I can't say this to you enough going into the weekend. I got a bowl for the radio show. But that was not a leak. That Newsweek article and the Hillary Clinton piece was absolutely a warning, or as FBI agent and whistleblower now, Kyle Serafin said, it was a threat. Thank you so much. Rumble.com/Bongino. Join us every day at 11 a.m. I was in the live chat about 9:50 today, chatting with you all. Set up an account. It's free. Download the Rumble app. We'd love to have you here. 87,000 people. Thanks so much. We'll see you all on Monday.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.